I have to tell you, I am looking very forward to November 15th because it'll be my pleasure and privilege to be the moderator of a conversation with the CEO of Delta Airlines. The presiding officer, Dr. Keith Priddy, president and CEO of Northwood University, I'm sure thrilled to be there too at the Economic Club of Detroit. And if you want to join us there, you can go to econclub.org for more information. And it is a pleasure and a privilege to welcome Ed Bastian to the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks. And I look forward to coming up to Detroit next week.
Well, we're looking forward to having you here. And I just want to tell you, you've had a great team here for a long time with the likes of Andrea Fisher Newman and Nick DeMarco and so many others. I did have the pleasure and privilege most recently of flying aboard to Captain John Hersh's final visit to Narita on the 747-400.
Yes.
And that's always been my favorite airplane, and it's been a lot of people's favorite airplane, but I couldn't be more excited about the new Airbus A350, the new flagship aircraft that you've recently launched and is going to be flying outside of out of Detroit into Asia and other places.
Yeah, the 350 is a wonderful aircraft. First of all, we are the launch airline in North America for that aircraft. So not only will you be getting it on Delta in Detroit, but Detroit is leading all the North American cities in seeing the 350 operate. We've already launched it to Tokyo, and it's doing very, very well for us. We've got increased service. We're going to be bringing it onto the Incheon route later this month. We're going to China next year, and we've also announced we're going to be flying it to Amsterdam in the first part of 2018 as well. It's a beautiful aircraft. It's a award-winning business cabin of the year on an international scale. The first time a U.S. airline has won that in over a decade.
Wow!
And you'll find not only the amenities and the environment, the ambiance of the aircraft are spectacular, but it's also a very quiet aircraft, too.
I'm excited because I've heard so many good things about the new Delta Airbus A350, so I can't wait. I don't know when, but I can't wait to be on that thing. And I'm also thrilled that Delta has built Detroit into a major international gateway. I think it's hard to beat Atlanta, but I think we're at least your second largest hub gateway in the world.
Detroit is. Detroit, we currently operate almost 450 departures a day out of Detroit, and it is our second largest hub in the world. It's not only we've got a long history of service to Detroit, but it's turning into be on the eastern half of the United States a major international hub. It's the Asian gateway. It sits right along the Great Circle route to Asia, which means for very convenient connections for the eastern half of the U.S. We've always had service to Europe, but we've expanded it over the last number of years, whether it's Amsterdam or London, Paris, Italy, Munich. And we've been building up our service to Latin America, and I think that's the area you're going to see growth go into out into the future. One other thing, Paul, I want to mention, but you were mentioning the 747. We are retiring that aircraft by the end of this year. We're going to be bringing the 747 to Detroit for a final goodbye later next month in December. So we'll let you know the date of that, and everyone can come and wave goodbye to the 747 and welcome our 350.
That's fabulous. I didn't know that. And that's the airplane that even the captains of the plane, as they leave, turn back and look at that plane. That's the plane that they always turn back and look at. And I think a lot of people will want to know when you bring that thing back in so they can get some pictures and such. Meanwhile, your international footprint goes far beyond, obviously, the U.S. and even beyond Delta Airlines. You certainly have some great partners, and you're part owners of a variety of other airlines.
Yeah, we've expanded our footprint in the family of airlines that we operate with. We just recently closed an investment in the Air France KLM Group, so we're now 10% owners of Air France KLM, which is one of the largest airline groups in the entire world. We've closed an acquisition of a 49% stake in Aeromexico, the Mexican flag carrier, and we're the largest shareholder there, and we're putting a JV in place that we've put in place this year to expand service, particularly to the U.S., but other parts of the world, too, flying out of Mexico. And in China, we own a stake in China Eastern, which is the hometown carrier in Shanghai. So we view these stakes that we're building on an international scale as giving us great insight to what it takes to compete on an international scale as we learn as much as we can from those carriers. And we certainly help bring the Delta brand internationally when you line it up with some great partners. And, of course, the other one being in London with Virgin Atlantic.
The airline industry has finally become stable and profitable, Delta leading the pack in terms of performance. In fact, the most reliable on-time performance of any big U.S. airline. And you'll learn how they've achieved that, as well as in this age of balkanized politics, social media, geopolitical unrest, etc., you'll learn how our Delta Airlines CEO, Ed Bastian, keeps his global airline on course. That's coming up this next week, November 15th at the Motor City Casino. Go to econclub.org, and I hope you will join Ed Bastian, Chief Executive Officer, Delta Airlines, along with Presiding Officer Dr. Keith Priddy, President and CEO, Northwood University, and yours truly as moderator. Looking forward to it. And please give my best to your COO, Gil West, when you see him in the hallway there, will you?
I'll do that, Paul, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
We'll look forward to seeing you, Ed, very,
Take
very
care.
Much so, as we continue on WJR.